Welcome to About Music, the Art of Listening, with Brian. Today we're talking about the use of dance forms in Baroque suites. Baroque suites found in the 17th and 18th century instrumental music are notable for their use of dance forms. Composers of the Baroque era, such as Johann Sebastian Bach and George Frideric Handel, skillfully integrated these dances into suites, creating works that were both structured and expressive. A typical Baroque suite is a collection of dance movements, each with its distinct rhythm, character, and origin. These movements were often preceded by a prelude, an introductory piece that set the tone for the suite. The most common dances found in a Baroque suite include allemande, courante, sarabande, and jig. The allemande is of German origin. It's typically the first dance in a suite. It's a moderate flowing dance in duple meter, characterized by its elegant, graceful lines. It usually starts with an upbeat. The courante. Following the allemande, the courante is a lively French dance in triple meter. There are actually two types: the French courante, which is more stately and flowing, and the Italian corrente, which is faster and more rhythmic. The third dance is the sarabande. This dance is slower and more expressive. Originating from Latin America and popularized in Spain, the sarabande is in triple meter. It has an emphasis on the second beat, giving it a solemn and reflective character. The jig, often the final dance in a suite, this is a fast-paced dance of English or Irish origin. It is in compound meter, giving it a lively, bouncing rhythm, and often features imitative counterpoint. Just as a side note, you may notice here that this is somewhat similar to the pattern of movements in the classical symphony. Other dances, like minuet, bourée, gavotte, and passepied, might also appear, adding variety to the suite. Each dance brought its cultural flavor and rhythm to the suite, contributing to the work's overall diversity and richness. These additional dances are usually positioned after the sarabande, meaning after dance number 3, but before the jig, which is usually the closing piece. Regarding the form of these pieces, they are most often in binary form. We covered this in detail in program 17 to 20, if you would like to listen to them again in the podcast section. In summary, binary form is a two-part form denoted as A, B, where each section A and B is repeated. Binary form is represented therefore as A, A, B, B, meaning the first section is followed by its identical repetition, and then the second section follows with its own repetition. The material of the two halves is similar, and each half ends with a very distinctive point of rest or a cadence. Some of the dances I have mentioned, especially the minuet, often appear as two minuets in the pattern, first minuet, second minuet, repeat of the first minuet. Incorporating these dance forms into suites allowed Baroque composers to explore different moods and characters within a single work. The contrast between the movements, whether through tempo, meter, or style, created a dynamic and engaging listening experience. The dance forms in Baroque suites are a testament to the era's fascination with structure, form, and the expressive possibilities of instrumental music. Our first suite of pieces for today using the dance forms is the French Suite No. 6 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach wrote many of these suites for harpsichord or other keyboard instruments, with titles French suites, English suites, and partitas, as well as others for other various instruments, and some for orchestra. The French Suite No. 6 has these movements: the allemande, the courante, the sarabande, those are the three normal ones. Then we have the additional gavotte, polonaise, bourée, minuet, and finally the usual standard jig. Thank you. Now we will continue with one of the partitas, the lovely number 1 in B-flat major, which as movements has the preludium, the allemande, the courante, the sarabande, minuet 1, minuet 2, and the jig. In this suite there is an introductory prelude, then the standard dances, and then two minuets as I described before, minuet 1, minuet 2, repeat minuet 1, and then ending with the jig.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Our big work for today is Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3, which has an overture followed by the very famous air on the G string, then two gavottes, a bourrée, and finally the jig. I'm going to continue this topic next week with looking at the music of Handel. I wish you a great week ahead as I leave you in the hands of J.S. Bach with his third orchestral suite.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.